Today is apparently National Pick. Is there any day that does not have a stupid day attached to it?
No.
I loved World Kindness Day yesterday. I'm on board with World Kindness Day, but I draw the line at National Pickle Day.
What?
How dare you speak ill of National Pickle Day?
You don't like pickles?
I do.
You mean how dare she speak dill of National
Pickle? Get out.
I'm out.
Get out.
I'll see myself through the door.
Get out.
CBS Sunday Morning has picked up this story. A strange phenomenon has puzzled Missouri locals. Jars of pickles are mysteriously appearing on a highway median in, is it Des Perez or Des Perez, Missouri? Never heard of it. Barb Steen has embraced the oddity and created an online community that is tracking the pickle sightings. And it's spelled like Des Moines, Sam.
Yeah, in Missouri, it's probably Des Perez.
I agree.
We also have a Versailles and a Nevada.
I'm aware.
Well, in Kansas, we're not any better. We have the Arkansas River.
Well, that's true.
Happy National Pickle Day.
That's right. Happy National Pickle Day. I drink pickle juice every morning and eat pickles with my lunch every day.
That is so gross. That is the worst food in the history of food.
Actually, pickle juice isn't that bad. You would think it would be gross.
No, Dan, it's that bad. God,
I have a friend who drinks it with whiskey, and I think she needs to be committed.
Today is also National American Teddy Bear Day, World Diabetes Day, National Family PJ Day, and National Seatbelt Day.
Oh, Scott, you dressed for National PJ Day. Look at you.
I was going to say he dressed for National Seatbelt Day.
He didn't dress for that a while ago.
You just keep teeing it up.
You go through the windshield of one car.
Twice.
No, I went through it and then I fell back into it.
It was a twofer.
By the way, apparently, according to the text line, it's Des Perez. Sure it is.
Des Perez. Fine.
The three of you are going to burn in hell.
There are pickles on the median in Des Perez.
You've done really well ever since that incident. So,
what do you mean?
Congratulations.
You wear your seatbelt every day.
Good job.
What'd you say?
You haven't done it again.
No, I have not gone through the windshield of a car again. You're right.
Yeah. So
once was enough, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, there was a bird that tried to come through the windshield of your car.
That's right.
And he lost.
That was an owl or a goose. It was one of the two.
What is it with owls? I've had an owl fly at my truck thrice in the last few months.
Feathers were flying. Dogs were hugging cats.
It was a weird time.
It was chaos everywhere.
All right, speaking of pickles and owls, from the Kansas City Star.
One does.
I mean, just follow me here because you can't make it up.
It's a wicked transition.
There are 50 meaningful word names that come straight from the dictionary that you can now name your child.
Who?
Believe it or not, word names are a growing trend in the United States as parents double down on their search for a name that they won't see in most classrooms or daycare centers across the country. And trust me when I say I've read this list, you will not have anyone else with some of these names. Okay? They're not necessarily talking about nouns like table or chair, although one could go that route. They mentioned Nick Cannon, who has sons named Golden, Zillion, Legendary, and Zen. He also has daughters named Powerful, Rise, Beautiful, and Halo.
Rise is kind of cool.
If word names are the type of baby name you're looking for, here are 50. And I'm just going to read a couple because some of them are so ridiculous. Unique, Powerful.
Now they have Grace listed in here. That's a beautiful name.
Love Grace. Love Hope. I see that on here. Now, as you go a little bit further down, we're getting a little Precious.
Oh, that is. That's
what I think.
I hate that word.
That's what my grandpa named his dog.
Followed by Saga or Saga.
We're gonna go with Saga.
Saga.
Later year. Never mind.
Felicity. Well, Felicity Huffman. I don't see that as being strange.
Okay, Chosen. You weren't actually. If you're adopted, you were chosen. If you came out of a woman, you're not. I mean, you get what you get. I'm sorry. Noble.
Halo. Story.
Story is the one that stopped me in my tracks.
You name your kid Noble, and you're setting the bar high.
That's what I thought. What if you name them something like, you know, Justice, and they end up going to prison for the rest of their life?
Well.
It's like a kid named Stone who doesn't become a linebacker.
Valor. All right. You name your child Valor.
They better join the military and fight.
Or know how to change a tire. I mean,
wait, what?
What does changing a tire have to do with valor?
Because when I hear valor, I think
it's a valorous thing.
It's commitment and helpful and all of the things. I think military.
I think brave.
What brave? What if you end up having a valor who throughout life, you know,
fails to live up to the name?
Agoraphobic, or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's putting a lot on a child.
Here's a name only Sam Stevie could live up to: Legend.
That's right.
Prosper.
Also fitting.
Here's one. True.
Peace. What if they fight?
Here's one. Listen.
Fight.
The word is listen. The name is listen.
Secret? What if they're a gossip?
Listen here. Listen.
Charity? What if they're stingy?
Yeah.
Here's one. Forever. No, it's not. We all die.
Oh, here's one. Collywobbles.
Yes, text line. I thought about that one too, but we're not going to read that one.
One of the ones near the top is Echo.
Echo!
Victory? What if they lose everything?
I don't
Champion.
Know. I don't love the word
glory
names.
Glory.
Amnesty?
Amnesty.
They're just opening up the dictionary and choosing.
No, these are real names that people are
names,
giving.
Names, Dan. One of them is Wish.
Like Bumfuzzle.
Destiny.
Or Snollygoster.
I went to high school with a Destiny.
Echo is number one. Number two, Quest. Actually, don't hate that one.
Mary, as in Christmas. Mary.
Yes, I saw that one.
For all of those days that you're in a really crappy mood. Like, I just feel like we're putting too much.
Behind the word Mary. That's been used before.
Here's one, Dan. Sincere, but you might pronounce it sincere.
Must be Italian.
Sincere.
Oh, yeah. There.
Sincere.
I have heard of kids being named Sir.
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 S-I-R. Sir.
Followed by Secret. Strong enough for a man.
Made
but
for
made for a woman.
Only the older kids will get that one.
All right. There you have it. There's some of your top 50, quote, word names.
My heart has broken today. My little soccer heart has broken. Sporting KC is letting Johnny Russell go.
Johnny Russell. Oh, Johnny Russell.
Those you remember when Johnny Russell came into the studio?
I thought it was Brad Pitt. I did a double take.
You damn
I was
near
like,
lost
who
your mind.
Is that? I had no idea.
And then he started to speak and you melted.
Yeah, he talks like.
Like he's from Scotland?
Right.
Because he is.
Right.
They let Johnny Russell go today.
Speaking of sexiest man alive, he was not difficult to look at.
And their goalkeeper, Tim Melia.
I didn't know they let Timmy go.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew Fontas.
Fontas.
Well.
I'm fine with that one. I'm fine with that one.
Ahead of the big fight that everyone keeps talking about with, what's his name?
Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Have you seen Mike Tyson flaunting his ripped bod at the weigh-in?
I'm jealous.
For this fight. How old is he?
He's 58.
Have you seen?
Damn. He does not have an ounce of anything but muscle on that body.
He's been working out.
Have you seen that he is being subject to two tests that they are expecting him not to pass?
Like for
steroids?
Roids? Okay.
There's a good chance.
Where did you see that?
Where it was in the stack yesterday.
I didn't see that. I would have read it.
You look for it, Scott, because Mike Tyson is from TMZ, proven age ain't nothing but a number, because the boxing legend popped the hood at weigh-ins on Thursday morning, and Iron Mike's living up to his moniker. He is, quote, ripped and raring to go. 58-year-old Tyson, 28-year-old Paul both stepped on the scale about 36 hours before they will try to take each other's heads off in the ring, a fight Mike told us would, quote, be the biggest in the history of life. Well, don't know.
Yeah,
go there.
He said if he doesn't win, he will die.
He looks more ripped at 58 than he did at.
No.
Yes, he does.
He was incredible.
They have a side-by-side photo. Well, that was 2020. They have a side-by-side photo.
Well, yeah, but Mike Tyson in 1989 was ripped.
While we're talking about him, you guys know that he is big in the world of something that's illegal in Kansas but legal in Missouri.
Okay.
And he and Evander Holyfield started up a company selling gummies with that product in it. Cannabis is what we're talking about.
Oh, that's right. The ear ones?
And the gummies are shaped like an ear with a bite taken out of it.
Now, wait a minute. The tests that he has to take are an EEG, which is for your brain, and an EKG, which is for your heart.
Oh.
These are not drug tests.
I didn't know if they were drug or not. That's actually why I didn't respond when you asked if they were drug.
I just looked it up. He has to pass a brain test and a heart test.
What does that mean? You have to pass a brain test
before he's allowed.
Naming people secret after the deodorant.
Basically, they want to know if he can take a blow to the side of the head and not have an aneurysm.
Okay, but how do you know that?
Well, you take a test.
All right.
Okay. They better not cancel this fight, man. I've been so excited for this. It was delayed already, right?
It was delayed because he had an ulcer flare-up because he was training too hard.
Yeah.
Mm. He's been training. That was the rumor, that it was never confirmed.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.